Welcome to Transform Your Business Radio. Over the next 15 minutes or so, Joel Helms speaks with small business owners just like you with the purpose of finding out what makes them successful and to share some of their great tips and ideas for transforming your business.
And thank you for joining me here on Transform Your Business Radio. Today, Anthony M. Turner, founder and owner of Transform Your Business and developer of the Hempster No More online small business skills training and coaching program. Anthony, thanks for your time.
Hi, Joel. How you doing?
Very well. Well, I think plenty of people that listen to this that do have their own business will know the feeling of what it is to be a hamster stuck on the wheel.
Absolutely. It is so common. You know, over the years since 2003, when I first started working with small businesses, I keep on seeing time and time and time again how business owners get so caught up in the day-to-day of in their business doing the tasks that have to be done, that after a while, all of that gloss, all of that real passion for why they first started in their businesses seems to diminish and fades into the background under a mire of work and mud and goodness knows what else. I often hear them say to me is that they feel like a hamster on a wheel. They're just sort of running harder and harder and harder and getting nowhere fast, which prompted me to think about, well, how can we help those business owners get their life back? I don't think there's a business owner in Australia, New Zealand, or the world for that matter, who actually signed up in their to their idea of their own business to actually buy themselves a job that pays a lot less than what they were getting when they were working somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? Is it often the case that the person that's running the business perhaps is just a little bit too close to what's going on? Sometimes you need to stop, take a step away, and look at the complete picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I find happens a lot of the time is that a lot of business owners feel uncomfortable about letting go of the reins. And often that's because when they first started in business, they were doing everything by themselves. So as they develop their businesses and as their businesses get busier and they have a need to bring on staff, they forget to actually train and develop their staff so that the staff can take over from them. And they become sort of like control freaks. And sadly, what happens with that is that when they break down or when they get overwhelmed or whatever may be going on and it just gets so busy they can't cope anymore, when they stick their hand up, there's nobody really around because everybody thinks and the business owner themselves has trained the staff and the people around them that may be in the wider circle, suppliers, friends, family, whatever, that these guys, they feel like they're supermen. So they do everything by themselves. Don't interrupt me. Don't interfere. And so when it comes time to asking for help, they're actually really trapped in this web and on the wheel with nowhere to get off. But you're right. You know, it's the key thing that I find, and which is probably the most scary thing for a business owner to actually admit, is they are going to have to stop.
Everybody.
And it's only with stopping that they actually really get to see how bad or how deep they are into this issue.
Everybody is terrified of business failure, aren't they? And often people, they don't know how to take the foot off the accelerator. Everybody's trying so hard to be a success, but often that can actually run you down the wrong course, can't it?
Certainly can. And I think one of the major issues is that people get caught up in the fact that they're going to have to chase a dollar instead of, and that's not saying that the dollars are not important in their businesses, because they obviously are. That's the oil that keeps the whole thing going. But the thing about it is those dollars are not worth anything if you're dead. Your family's not going to benefit from the dollars if you're not going to be around to actually enjoy some time with you. Hugh Hefner, the famous mogul, he actually became very aware of this on a bullet train in Japan one time when he was traveling there, and there was a report that I read somewhere, and I've mentioned it in the ebook, Hempster No More, Less Wheel, More Life, that he realized that his whole life was flashing by at 200 kilometers an hour, like the bullet train and the scenery going past the window. So the very next station, he got off and stopped.
Yeah.
And he stopped and he had a look around. And he made a conscious decision that at that time that he was not going to run his life at 200 kilometers an hour anymore. And I believe to this day he still does that.
Yeah.
I know after that he got married and he's had kids and he's done all sorts of things. And, and his life is a very different life to that which it was. And look, I understand a lot of people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's okay. He's got money. He can do that. He can take time out. I don't have the money and everything, the luxury. And whilst I understand the truth of that, do you know that the majority of people in the world earn less than $500 US a year? That's less than a dollar a day.
Yeah.
And they're happy. It's not about what money we've got. It's about how much we actually enjoy our lives and how satisfied we are with the things that we have got. So I really advocate, you know, for a business owner that's on the hamster wheel to actually stop. Let's take a stock check. Mm. Let's take a personal audit. Let's find out why we are where we are, how we got to where we are, and then what we can do about it, which is the precept of the five pillars that are mentioned in the ebook. The first one of those is knowing where you are.
Yep.
And that is all about a reality check. And when I'm working with clients, the way that we do that is we've got a whole series of questionnaires. We've also got a personality question as well, which helps us understand where people are at with their goals. From that, we can actually gather a whole lot of information, which will be very relevant in getting real.
Mm.
Why are we in this situation? How do we get this situation? And what is this situation?
Well, we're going to go
Once
through.
Once we know that, yeah. We can lead on to pillar two, which is to know where you're going. And knowing where you're going is exceptionally important. You know, Confucius, the wise man, once said, "Man without target hit nothing."
Yep.
And it's so true. I am yet to see. We've recently had the Commonwealth Games in India, and I don't believe for one moment that any one of those competing athletes there, their mind was set on a Commonwealth gold medal.
Yeah.
I bet their mind is actually set on Olympic gold and probably multiple Olympic golds.
Mm.
And that the Commonwealth Games was a stepping stone on their performance and on their journey towards their ultimate goal. But they have a focus, they have a drive, they've got something that inspires them to get up and get out of bed every morning. And, you know, I know for myself, some years ago, I actually lost the passion for being in business.
Mm.
But I got it back again because I really refocused on what was important to me and what goals I was looking to achieve. And as a result of that, I now have a focus. I have something that inspires me to do what I have to do and that I can focus on. So when I'm going through the crap of the day, I know the reason why I'm doing it. Okay, so just to recap, Joel. Pillar one is knowing where you are. Pillar two is about knowing where you're going. Pillar three is about deciding your income. So it's the blend of the finances, both for your business, for yourself, for your lifestyle, and a component for profit and growth. And once we've actually determined what that amount of money is, that leads us automatically into pillar number four, which is the marketing. How do we actually get the customers to spend the money that we require with us in our business so that we can actually live the lifestyle and run the business that we desire? So in the marketing component, we'll talk about a whole range of all of the marketing things, about image and about competitive advantage and research and advertising and promotion and lots of low cost ways you can actually do that. And the last pillar, of course, is pillar number five, which is manage for success, because once you've actually got customers coming through the door, you've got to have management systems in place that are going to be able to handle that in the most effective way. And I deliberately use the term manage for success because what I've found since 2003 in dealing with 1,000 plus small businesses, most small businesses manage to avoid failure rather than managing for success.
We're going to go through the pillars in more detail in coming weeks, but it is fascinating. And I think unfortunately for people that are on the hamster wheel, it's not just that they are working themselves to the bone and trying to do the right thing. They are trying to progress their business, but it is to the detriment of their health. And you've touched on that. But if you don't have a body that's in good shape, you're not going to have a mind that's in good shape, and your decision making skills aren't going to be as sharp, are they?
Absolutely. I mean, it becomes a deteriorating path and journey. You know, somebody once said to me one time, when you're in a hole, stop, and you're looking to get out, stop digging. And I see the value of this in people within business is that, you know, if they're in a hole and they're sort of, you know, they're getting deeper and deeper, and whether it's into debt or whether it's into pressure of work or whatever it may be, you know, you've got to stop digging. You know, it's the only way out is to stop digging. Let's evaluate. Let's formulate some realistic goals, which is the first two pillars, one and two, know where you are, know where you're going. And then the third one comes in where we've got to look at, well, what are we looking to achieve? How much is that going to cost us to achieve it?
Yep.
So pillar three is actually decide your income. So in deciding your income, what we do is that we turn a typical cash flow budget tool upside down, because we're looking to understand how much it costs to run your business. We're also looking to understand how much you require to live the lifestyle that you choose. And we build that into the costs of running that business. And I can hear a lot of people probably saying, you know, I can't even draw a wage at the moment, so how am I going to build that in? It's not important about whether you draw the wage or whether you draw that money out at this stage. What it is about planning for how you will draw that money out at some point, future point. And the last thing we do before we work out the numbers is we actually add, I get all my clients to add on a percentage for profit and growth, because most businesses, I find, tend not to add on an element for profit and growth. They're all looking to grow their businesses, but unless that's planned into the financials, how's it going to happen? Unless it's just by good luck.
I suppose there was one other thing too that I'd like to add in this edition is that we have to take lessons to drive a car. We have to have lessons to do anything in this life. But often when it comes to money, most of us have had no help, no assistance, and no training.
Spot on. Equally as true for small businesses, that they have no training in that either. You know, since 2003, I've helped about 1,000 small businesses, and I am really yet to find any more than 10% who've actually had any formal training in business.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
I mean, it's like, you know, kids and businesses, we can they're huge journeys with massive repercussions on our lives and the people lives of people around us, yet the one things well they're the two things that we're not trained for.
Our guest today on Transform Your Business Radio, Anthony M. Turner, founder and owner of Transform Your Business and developer of the Hamster No More online small business skills training and coaching program.
Psst. Hey, interested in free ideas, tips, and a whole range of special offers, including free advertising to help your small business succeed? Thought so? Get on to transformyourbusiness.com.au and check out Club TYB. Club TYB provides free advertising for your business, plus a range of special offers including discounts and bonuses on coaching, skills training, financial and business planning, legal and accounting support, plus signs, bookkeeping, and many products and services to help your business succeed. Follow the links to Club TYB on transformyourbusiness.com.au and take advantage of all the savings to transform your business. Remember, follow the links to Club TYB at transformyourbusiness.com.au and start saving now. For our full library of podcasts, plus links to Club TYB, the home of special offers for small business owners from small business owners, visit transformyourbusiness.com.au.
Transform Your Business Radio is a Helms Media Solutions production. Visit helms.com.au.